coming up on episode number 473. It's an all-request show, and it's a belated Father's Day card. Well, I was late getting my dad's present out the door, and so I'm late getting my Father's Day show, all-request show, out the door as well. Tonight, you're going to hear covers of Paul Simon, Cat Stevens, and the Bee Gees. All this, Tina, and trivia. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night. It's June 16th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another all-request edition of Coverville. I'll say all request, but a lot of these things actually didn't come from listeners. They are Father's Day related, so a some request Father's Day, belated Father's Day show. Spoke to my dad today, and let him know that his Father's Day present is a tiny bit late. You know, for the life of me, I mentioned in a show a while back that there was an album that I was setting aside to order for my dad, and I can't for the life of me remember which episode I said that in, or which song it was. So I pulled together some other things that I knew he'd like, and sent those out to him. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. I did get a request from Jim, who suggested a Harry Chapin cover. Couldn't find any that I really liked, and of course he didn't want to hear Cats in the Cradle because that's about a bad dad, and we want to hear songs about good dads. He suggested My Hometown by Bruce Springsteen. I have a good cover of that. However, I'm going to flip it around a little bit and play a different Bruce Springsteen cover that is just as appropriate, and hopefully, Jim, you won't mind. This is a cover of My Father's House by Ben Harper. It's from Badlands, a tribute to Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska album. Here's Ben Harper with his cover of My Father's House.
Last night I dreamed that I was a child out where the pines grow wild and tall. I was trying to make it home through the forest before the darkness falls. I heard the wind rustling through the trees and ghostly voices rose up from the fields. I ran with my heart pounding down that broken pathway with the devil snapping at my heel. I broke through the trees, and there in the night, my father's house stood shining hard and bright. The branches and brambles tore my clothes and caused me harm, but I ran till I fell shaking in his arms. I awoke and imagined the hard things that pulled us apart. And never again, sir, tear us from each other's hearts. I got dressed into that house I did ride. could see its windows shining in light. I walked up the steps and stood on the porch. A woman I didn't recognize spoke to me through a chain door. I told her my story and who I'd come for. She said, "I'm sorry, son, but no one by that name lives here anymore."
I'm happy all the time.
originally by Cat Stevens. That is probably my favorite father-related song. I just love the lyrics to that song, and it just listening to that brings me closer to my own son, Tristan. I just love it. That is Father to Son. No, Father. I'm sorry, Father and Son by The Enemy. That version comes from a 2007 compilation from the BBC called Radio 1, established 1967, featured 40 different tracks covered by 40 different artists, each one representing a different year from 1967 to 2007, and included that cover by The Enemy. The Enemy is a band from Coventry, England, formed by Tom Clark, who actually got into music at a very young age. When he was 4 years old, he begged his mother for a violin. And they've been described by AllMusic.com as a mix between The Jam and Oasis. And since I like both of those bands and I like that song, I'm going to have to check out more of The Enemy. Before that, you heard My Father's House by Ben Harper. Comes from a 2000 album, a tribute to Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska called Badlands. And that is going out to Jim, who requested something completely different. All right, Coverville is brought to you by Audible.com. Lawrence from Canada sent in a book recommendation, and this is really, really cool. Hi, Brian. Lawrence from Canada here, and he actually says Canada. I'm not mispronouncing it myself. He spells it, or he actually even breaks down the word by syllable, Canada. Anyway, since you've been asking for reports back on the Audible service, I had one in the back of my head for a while. I decided to give it a try and stumbled upon a wonderful book, The Spark by Lynn Heward. She is a former CEO of creativity for Cirque du Soleil, and the book was a wonderful glimpse into the creative process behind the scenes of Cirque. Now, since my wife is a gymnastics coach and judge, Cirque has been something our whole family has enjoyed for years. Getting to hear The Spark sure was a real treat. The narration was excellent, and I plowed through it in no time. Once again, thanks to Audible for sponsoring Coverville and offering the free trial service for Coverville listeners. Thank you, Lawrence, and I have a prize on its way out to you for your recommendation. That sounds like a great one, and I think Tina, who just came downstairs, probably one that she'd be very interested in because she's a big fan of Cirque du Soleil, and hearing how they come up with some of the stuff that they do in those shows would probably be very, very interesting. If you'd like to make a recommendation and earn a prize and earn a free book, hey, that's even better, isn't it? Go to audible.com via Coverville. The way to do that is to go to Coverville. Up at the top, you'll see a banner for audible.com, or you can go to the show notes for this very episode. You could also go to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. Bunch of different ways you can get there. Once you're there, sign up for a free account, download a free trial book, and you're on your way. If you enjoy the service, you get a downloaded book every month to enjoy. And if you're not happy with the service at any time, you can discontinue. Audible.com, thank you so much for your support of Coverville and support of Coverville listeners. Once again, Audible.com. Dave from Macon, Georgia, let me know about a really cool album. And you know what? It would have been so easy for me to do an All Father's Day show with the theme of children covering their father's music, if I would just use the CD and nothing else. It's a CD called A Song for My Father, and it came out at Target retail stores last year. Features covers of Santana's Evil Ways by his son Salvador, basically 14 different covers. Sarah Lee Guthrie covering Arlo Guthrie's Coming into Los Angeles. Yellow Moon, covered by Ivan Neville, son of the Neville brothers. I guess not son of both of them. Bird on a Wire by Adam Cohen, covering Leonard Cohen. And the one I'm going to play is, I think, my favorite song from the whole album. Dave recommended the album, didn't request a specific song, and so I'm going to pick, and I pick, a cover of Run to Me by Spencer Gibb and 54 Seconds. Spencer Gibb is the son of... Which Gibb brother is he the son of? It doesn't say. I'm going to have to find that out. We'll find that out before we come back from the music. Run to Me, performed by Spencer Gibb in 54 Seconds, a cover of that song, that early, early song by the Bee Gees. Here's Run to Me.
If ever you got rain in your heart, hurt you, torn you apart. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me? Let it be like they said it would be. Me loving you, girl, you loving me. Am I unwise to open up your eyes?
Saturday is Father's Day. You might call me man, but I've got one who calls me dad. And all the other blokes that live up here know how to leave a man alone. They're not a bad old bunch that live up here. Ah, but you know that it's not family and it's not home. What of a darling wife that once I had? Well, I'm pleased to say that she still talks to me. But I try not to think of what went wrong. If I said that I was right, she might say that she was right. And the only rights I care about are visiting rights, yeah. And any other day, I might care what you say, but every Saturday is Father's Day. You might call it sad, you might call me mad, but I've got one who calls me dad. We go where he wants to go, and we do what he wants to do. I tell him everything I know, 'cause I do anything to prove. Yeah, I do anything to prove. But every Saturday I will do what he might say, 'cause each and every Saturday is Father. So bad
when he calls me.
You might call it sad, you might call me mad, but it don't feel half bad
when he calls me.
You might call it sad, you might call me mad. God, I feel so bad when he calls me dad. Yeah, he calls me dad. I haven't always been a single man.
Going out to all the single fathers out there, that is Mick Thomas covering a song that his band Weddings, Parties, Anything originally released. So it's kind of a recover there. Father's Day from 2005's The Best of Acoustic Volume 1. Got to thank Nick out in Australia for that one. Kind of a touching, sad, sweet song there. Before that, you heard Run to Me by Spencer Gibb and 54 Seconds from that 2007 Target release, A Song for My Father. Highly recommend it. I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can pick it up at Amazon, because you're not going to be able to find it at Target anymore. And I found out that Robin Gibb is the father of Spencer Gibb. So there's the father connection right there. Had a request. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Real quickly, let me tell you, Coverville 500 tickets are still on sale. Just go to coverville500.com to check that out. It is Jonathan Colton, Richard Cheese, Natalie Gelman, Chance and the Choir, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, and Dan Klass, all performing one night only, in Las Vegas at the Bally's Casino Hotel. At the Bally's Casino Hotel. We have a great concert space there, actually. Rick Springfield and Duran Duran just used it, so I'm going to get to put on a concert in the same hall as Duran Duran and Rick Springfield. Check out more information about Coverville 500 can be found at coverville500.com. Go check it out. You can also go to coverville.com. I've got a link on the page. It'll take you right there. Go get your tickets. All right, let's get to a request by Cameron from Fresno, California. Wanted to hear a cover of St. Judy's Comet, originally by Paul Simon. I found this great cover that is kind of got a Jack Johnson vibe, which I really like. It comes from a guy named Ira Gonzalez from his 2008 album Until. Here's his cover of Paul Simon's St. Judy's Comet.
little sleepy boy, do you know what time it is? Well, the hour of your bedtime's long past. Though I know you're fighting it, I can tell when you rub your eyes, you're fading fast. You're fading fast. When you run, come see St. Judy's Comet roll across the sky. Leave a spray of diamonds in its way. Well, I long to see St. Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes when you wake. Oh, when you wake. Little boy, won't you lay your body down? Little boy, won't you close your weary eyes? Ain't nothing flashing but the fireflies. Well, I sang it once and I sang it twice. I'm gonna sing it three times more. I'm gonna stay till your resistance is overcome. Well, if I can't sing my boy to sleep, well, then it makes your famous daddy look so low. Well, it looks so low. Won't you run, come see St. Judy's Comet roll across the sky? Leave a spray of diamonds in its way. I long to see St. Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes when you wake. Or when you wake. Little boy, won't you lay your body down? Little boy, won't you close your weary eyes? Ain't nothing flashing but the fireflies. Sleepy boy, do you know what time it is? Well, the hour of your bedtime's long past. Though I know you're fighting it, I can tell when you rub your eyes, you're fading fast.
Pipe, pipe, go, going. Mama Muscatel was going. all the cats will go, go, go.
Daddy, we got that Rhythm of Life. That is Rhythm of Life performed there by Diana Ross with some help from the Temptations. You find that on the 2001 Diana Ross and the Supremes anthology. Great cover there. Originally from Sweet Charity, the Broadway play, covered and probably most notably performed by Sammy Davis Jr. And I think it was used recently in a television commercial. I want to say for Guinness, maybe? Maybe not. That hum you're hearing can only mean one thing. Tina is here, and she's using the PC.
I am.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Any new cuts or abrasions that we need to know about?
No. I'm not talking anymore.
Really? So I can't bring up the...
Yes, I hurt myself again.
Paper shredder to the thumb.
Yep. Yeah, Other so. Hand, too. So I'm doing great.
So I've gone around and re-baby-proofed the house, put rubber tips on everything in the house that that she could cut herself with. No, you know, the coffee
using
table.
Using Fisher-Price knives now.
That's right. I cut your food for you. So we've got a couple of musically challenged episodes to get through. We're going to do another double shot here.
Okay.
Let's get to the first one, which comes from Mike.
All right.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Tina.
Oops. Nope. That's the different one. We'll do that one now.
Let's do it.
This is Thomas DJ with another musically challenged that's Better in the Dark. Okay. I know you're upset, but we're going back to the Concert Hall of Babel, where we take song lyrics, translate them using the Willy Loman of translation software, Babelfish, retranslate them back into English, and ask you to identify them. And once you identify all of them, you have to figure out the unifying theme. If you get this one, Brian, well, you just got to be married to being right. Ready for more pain than humans are allowed to endure? Let's begin. Our first lyric comes from a legendary new wave band that has been turned into Russian and back. Number one. And you can find that it lived in Shack Shotgun. And you can find in another part of the piece. And you can find behind the wheel of large automobile. And you can find in the most beautiful house with the most beautiful wife. From here we go to this.
Okay, so you've got to get that one, Tina. I'm not even going to jump in on that one. You...
Is it Talking Heads?
Yes, it is.
And I cannot think of what it's...
It's Once in a Lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah,
uh-huh. Very, very good. Okay, we're giving you that one. Nice job, Tina.
This legendary diva translated into that liveliest of languages, German, and back again. Number two. Dutch marks or dollar express will of the American friendly. you to thank, leave you me up your tension ring separate to explain me that you would like to see me to repeat the flutter. And now?
I think the Dutch marks and dollars for some reason is making me think of Private Dancer by Tina Turner.
Oh, that could be good.
Yeah, so I'm going to say Private Dancer by Tina Turner. Oh, I shouldn't write these down while I'm actually recording.
Here's a classic story told in song. First forced into Japanese, then translated back. Number three. There is no telephone. There is no right. The single unit which ascertain it is not possible are not luxurious, and the motor car are not, seem like, primitive Robinson Crusoe. So every week us, my friend, the thing, certainly, which obtains a certain smile, connects here. And now we come to this.
I don't know.
Man, you'd think the Robinson Crusoe reference would give it to us, but I cannot think of, I can't think of it. All right, we're gonna skip that one.
Okay.
This duet, forced into Chinese and back. Number four. Through ours joy, we can move the world. Through ours pain, to adopt my hand again. Dance is the dance, and I. Finally, we have this song by a famous...
You got anything on that one?
No. How about you?
I got nothing on that one either. All right, one more.
Pop diva, translated into Italian and back. Number five. I have been the girl with its high-pulled external panel. Be the outcast that it never does not work with the eyes of mascara, the hour that I see the world, like warehouse of the candy, with a cigarette, Soridaire. As an example, the things you cannot ignore has mommy, I love you, like mommy, the love you.
I don't know. I mean, mascara, it's not like you can, you know, muck that up too much from one language back.
Exactly. If you hear something, a song that talks about mascara.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, well, based on the two that we know we got, the one that we know we got, Talking Heads Once in a Lifetime, and then I think the second one is Private Dancer by Tina Turner.
I'm thinking the 80s, so I'm going to guess that last one being Boy George.
Okay. Do you want to take another guess on the theme?
Well, dancing. Oh, I don't know what.
Do you know all the members of the Talking Heads?
No, I don't.
Okay. There's a member of the Talking Heads named
Tina.
Yeah, Tina Weymouth.
Okay.
Tina Turner, Private Dancer. That's the direction I'm thinking.
Okay.
So. Plus, he said something about in the beginning. He said, Brian, if you don't get all these right, then you're not married to the solution or something like
right,
that.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. Like that, that's so true.
You know, I'd like to interrogate whoever came up with this game for the U.S. government. Wait a minute, that's me. Anyway, have you cracked the code? Maybe I should give you some moments to talk it over right about now.
Okay,
figured it out? Brian, the answer's right next to you. Namely, that all of these songs are related in some way to Tina! Well, not Tina per se, but people named Tina. To wit, the lyric, and you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile, and you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. It's from one of my favorite songs of all time, Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads. The female member of the Talking Heads is, of course, bassist Tina Weymouth. The lyric, Dutch marks or dollars, American Express will do nicely, thank you. Let me loosen up your collar. Tell me, do you want to see me do the shimmy again? Is from Private Dancer by, of course, the most famous Tina of all, Tina Turner. The lyric, no phone, no lights, no motor cars, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, as primitive as can be. So join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile. Comes, of course, from The Ballad of Gilligan's Island by Sherwood Schwartz. Everyone knows that Ginger was played by the redheaded Tina Louise.
Oh, boy.
The lyrics, through our joy, through our pain, we can move worlds again. Take my hand, dance the dance with me, is from I Want to Spend My Lifetime Loving You, a duet between Mark Anthony and fellow Spanish superstar Tina Arena. And finally, the lyric, I've been the girl with her skirt pulled high. Been the outcast, never running with mascara eyes. Now I see the world as a candy store, with a cigarette smile, saying things you can't ignore. Like Mommy, I Love You, is from God is a DJ by Pink. That song was featured on the soundtrack to Mean Girls, a film written by and starring the absolutely gorgeous Tina Fey. You know I had to slip in a movie reference in here somewhere, right?
Of course.
Yep. So how did you do? Regardless, I hope Tina enjoys this tribute to her. Please be sure to check out My Brother from Another Mother, Mr. Derek Ferguson and I, as we talk about movies in the Better in the Dark podcast at betterinthedark.podomatic.com. And until then, go see that movie!
Thank you, Thomas. Excellent. Well done. Those have got to get easier.
I know. They're really hard.
They are hard. But I don't know what you could do. It's not like you could take out one translation back, you know? I mean, it's...
Exactly.
It's going into one language and then back to English. So.
I think probably the harder ones are the Japanese. Mm-hmm. Because it's all mucked up by the time it gets back.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to another... Musically Challenged, this one sent in by Mike.
Hello once again, Brian and Tina. This is Michael Fox reporting from Apex, North Carolina, with another edition of the Coverville Post Office. This is a special television edition of the Musically Challenged Post Office, and that all the stuff here is about famous television shows. Here's how the game works. I'll read you a letter responding to a certain television theme song. All you have to do is tell me the show that the letter is a response to. Also, the letters are postmarked for the first date in which the show aired.
You got it?
Okay.
So it's a letter. He's going to read a letter that a fictitious letter that would be addressed as a response to the theme song of a television show.
Yes, okay.
You have to name the television show.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds
got
easy,
it.
Right? Here's the first letter for you. Letter number one, postmarked 1999, return to sender stamp dated 2002, second postmark dated 2005. Dear Mr. and Mrs. G, I agree that there is a great deal of sex and violence in television and movies, but believe me, it's a lot better than what you've been putting out lately. Okay, letter number...
That would be The Simpsons.
Oh,
what?
Tina.
Oh. No, that's the one that Tristan can't watch.
Right.
With Brian and Stewie.
Yes, Family Guy.
Family Guy, yeah.
Yes, very good. I like the fact that he's got the postmarked return to sender and then starting back up again when the show was brought back. That's awesome.
That is funny.
Number two, postmarked 1978. So that's what you've been up to. I knew you were looking to get into a radio business, and to see you in that market is quite a surprise. Hey, here's hoping the Bengals have a good season this year. Letter number...
That's a good one. It would be a response to...
What year was it?
1978.
Okay.
So if you've ever wondered...
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Exactly, yes. Okay. If you ever wondered what became of me.
Yes.
And then, of course, the Cincinnati Bengals. Good. Very good. This is fun.
Number three. Postmarked 1969. I can tell you how to get to that street. Just go upstairs and to the left to our toy department. It's right next to a maternity section. Thanks. Retail Stores of America.
Huh. I don't know.
The key right there is I can tell you how to get to that street. So can you think of any theme songs that maybe say, could you tell me how to get
to Sesame Street?
There you go.
Great.
Yep. Alright.
Alright. Letter number four, postmarked 1988. Looks like it's gone through a couple of post stations too. To a Gizmonic Institute offices. You know, I understand your distaste for this guy, but how on earth do you find all that cheese you send every week? Honestly.
Huh.
Huh, cheese?
I can understand this distaste you have for this guy, but how do you send all that cheese? I don't know. 1988?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Charles in Charge. No, it's a little early for Charles in Charge.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't think the theme song mentioned anything about cheese. Yeah, I don't know that one.
Hmm. I don't know either.
Okay.
Okay. Letter number five. Postmarked. Okay, the postmark on this is kind of smeared up. I can read 197, but I can't tell the fourth number. Here's what a letter says. D. Dear Marty and Sid, wow, how can I get a hold of what you're smoking? And finally...
Marty and Sid.
Yeah.
Is it like Sanford and Son?
No. Sid and Marty... Boy, that's, if you don't know, if you can't get it from the first names, then it's going to be a tough one to get.
No.
Sid and Marty were Croft, Sid and Marty Croft. And so they had a bunch of Saturday morning television shows, I think the most prominent of which was H.R. Puffin stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which would kind of lend...
It's funny, we were talking about that this weekend.
Were you? Was I there?
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay.
All right.
Finally, letter number 6. Postmarked 1982. Dear Mr. Z, either one, is there a way how you could possibly give your special guests more time on air? You always seem to kill them off soon into each episode. Sincerely, David Jones.
Okay.
David
good.
Jones.
Okay. The David Jones doesn't give me anything, but the special guests getting killed off. And you'd only know this if you watch this show regularly, because every time they had a special guest on the show that they'd announce during the opening credits, they'd get killed immediately. Actually, I think they'd even get killed while they're being announced.
Really?
Yes.
Does not ring a bell.
the Z's, Mr. Z, either one, is the Zucker Brothers, and I think it's Police Squad. No, it was just plain called Police Squad. It was the Leslie Nielsen movie that inspired the Naked Gun movies.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Leslie Nielsen TV show that inspired the Naked Gun movies.
Never saw it.
Oh, all right. I know what we're renting.
Okay, Mr. Rocky.
Well, those are 6 letters I have for you. I'll give you answers in a minute. I bet you Brian probably got 3 or 4 of them. I think Tina would probably get only 2. I'm not sure what her TV viewing habits are. All right. Here's the answers to his 6 letters. All right. Here are the answers to his questions. Letter number 1. Now, Mr. and Mrs. G in this letter are Peter and Lois Griffin, characters from once-canceled animated series Family Guy, a show that probably would have been better off not being brought back from cancellation. The theme song deals with worries about our lack of good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely. Of course, the show premiered on Fox in 1999, was canceled in 2002, and brought back in 2005. Second letter.
You all right? Did you just hurt yourself again?
No. Go ahead.
All right.
Have you ever wondered what ever became of a narrator? Why, he's living on here in Cincinnati. This letter is a response to a theme to WKRP in Cincinnati. And of course, the Bengals, of course, are the team, NFL team from Cincinnati who... Let's just say their players can't seem to stop getting in trouble. Letter number 3. I gave directions to a certain street. Well, technically, I actually gave directions to a toy department and department store. I am telling you how to get to Sesame Street. A popular children's show, of course, is best known for teaching kids to force their parents to spend more money on random crap that they don't need. After all, how does PBS manage to stay afloat these days? Letter number 4. This letter has gone to various post offices, and that the show that this is referring to originally aired on a UHF station in Minneapolis, then on A&E, then on Comedy Central, and then on a sci-fi channel. Gizmonic Institute, a group that is receiving a letter, is the main group that started an experiment involving a worker being sent to space and forced to watch some of the worst movies ever made.
Oh.
The theme here is Mystery Science Theater 3000, where cheesy movies, the worst that can be found, are sent to a satellite in love. While the theme song changed several times during the course of the series, the main focus is the same. Joel or Mike and his robots, Tom Servo and Crow T Robot, are despised by someone who sends them these movies. Letter number 5. Marty and Sid are the Croft brothers. I would have accepted any Croft program as an answer to this letter, including Lidsville, Land of the Lost, H.R. Puffin Stuff, Dr. Shrinker, Big John and Lil John, Bigfoot and Wild Boy, etc. Although they say they were never high when making these 1970s kids shows, that is highly debatable.
Yeah, don't forget...
I'm with you on Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost, yeah. And Electro Woman and Dinah Girl.
Yeah, exactly.
And finally, letter number 6. The Mr. Z in this letter was referenced either Jerry Zucker or David Zucker, members of the Zucker-Abrams Zucker team that made a films Airplane, Airplane 2, Naked Gun series, and a Kentucky Fried movie, among other films. The show that they did is responded to here in Police Squad, the short-lived 1982 series that was a basis for Naked Gun films. In the opening of each show, there would be a different special guest star who would be killed off instantly. Also, another hint in this letter is that I said David Jones wrote the letter, but Tom Lewis actually wrote it. You see, at the end of the opening sequence, the announcer would say a different episode title on what the screen said the episode was. Well, I hope That's you right. enjoyed this musically challenged post office game. This is Michael Fox once again out here in Apex. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Michael. That was a fun one, too. All right.
That was fun.
5 out of 6 on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
That was creative, actually.
It was, yes. So you want to contribute yourself, put together a musically challenged, and send it to me? Please do. I'll take anything. I'll take any that you want to send. Right now, the backlog is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 9, 8. Yeah, probably about 8. So if we keep up this 2 at a time, then we'll get through this in about a month. And so we'll get to yours. If you want to send it right away, email it to coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or on the forums at coverville.com. You're going to say something?
Oh, I will hold back.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no, Mr. Math. You're funny.
What if we have 8 and we do 2 a week?
I know.
2 a week, then about a month.
I know.
Okay.
All right. It's funny you had to count out loud, though.
Oh, well, it's because I've got some other things in that same folder. So.
Oh, okay.
All right. We will be back tomorrow night or Wednesday night. You know, I might move this to a Wednesday night thing and do Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week. This week it is going to be an indie hodgepodge. I've got a ton of great independent music that just doesn't fit in any other category. So I'm going to play them all together as an indie hodgepodge. And then Thursday, which looks like it'll be Friday, will be... I don't have something listed for this Friday, so it'll be a surprise to both of us. Until then, this is Brian Ibbitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.